I'm Dr. Bill Meyer with the James Dobson Family Minute. Many times, a person's self-esteem can be a spiritual matter. Here's my colleague, Dr. James Dobson, with a thought.
I worked on Shirley's self-esteem in the early years when we got married, and it was a surprise to me that the successes she'd had in college didn't have a whole lot to do with her self-concept. I couldn't understand that. She was homecoming queen, she was senior class president, she was in who's who and all kinds of things like that. It is irrational. It does not depend totally on evidence. It's in spite of the evidence. It's that inner doubt which can only be handled by coming to terms with who you really are. It's really a spiritual matter in many cases.
Often, low self-esteem is rooted in early childhood experiences. It's critical for each of us to base our self-esteem on the fact that we're made in God's image and that He cherishes us more than we could ever know. For more on spiritual health, come visit us at family.org.